This is Stateside. I'm Zoe Clark in for Cynthia Canty. The State House has approved a measure to expand the controversial Education Achievement Authority. The EAA is the agency that's supposed to turn around some of the state's most struggling school districts. A final version of the bill could be voted on as early as this week by the state Senate and then sent to Governor Snyder for his signature. The legislation passed the House last week by just one more vote than was needed. Critics of the EAA, mostly Democrats, say student test results don't support putting more schools into the authority. Supporters, mainly Republicans, say the legislation allows for more tools to be used to turn around failing schools. Kathy Gray, Lansing reporter for the Detroit Free Press, has been covering the EAA in the State House and Senate. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Zoe.
So let's begin in the State House. A really, really close vote passed by just one more vote that was needed. That really kind of tells you just how controversial this legislation is.
Oh, absolutely. It was a highly emotional debate before the vote. And, it took the House quite a long time to reach a compromise that enough Republicans were willing to sign on to it. Five voted no. One Democrat and one independent voted yes on it. There was lots of wrangling going on beforehand to get to a point where they could get the 56 votes that they needed.
Yeah, and let's talk about that wrangling. So what was in the final bill? What will this legislation do?
Well, it will allow 50 more schools to go into the Education Achievement Authority, but it won't start until the 2015-16 school year, which conveniently happens after the election of this year.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. And I think that was one of the things that got a few Republicans on board. They certainly don't want to face the prospect of one of their schools going into the EAA just a month or two before the election.
Sure. And now another issue is it would let ISDs take over schools first, right?
Yes, and I think that was a big sticking point for a lot of people. Instead of having, that big state bureaucracy taking over your little local school district, they've got the ISD, which your school district is perhaps more familiar with,
right,
which your parents might be more familiar with. I think that was a sticking point that a lot of Republicans who had been reluctant to go along with this needed in order to vote for it.
Mm-hmm. Now, those opposed to the EAA continue to talk about test scores, the high teacher turnover rate, that students and parents are leaving the authority, but those arguments didn't seem to work.
Well, not enough.
Right, exactly.
And there's a lot of declining enrollment. There's a lot of teacher turnover in the EAA districts in Detroit. And the test scores that came back are not great. Also, the big sticking point for a lot of the Democrats was, we have not seen that this is a good experiment yet. This is only 2 years old, and we're not getting good numbers back. So we really need to give this, if we're going to stick with it, we need to give it more time. That's just an argument that wasn't persuasive enough.
Right. Now, we should mention that earlier this year, the state school superintendent, Mike Flanagan, sent a letter to the EAA saying he was ending the exclusive relationship with the authority. How do you think that played into this debate?
Well, I think that there were people out there who thought that Mike Flanagan, the superintendent of schools, was kind of taking matters into his own hand without a whole lot of guidance.
Mm.
And I think that the legislature wanted to kind of get ahead of that and get their own imprint on the EAA instead of having just Superintendent Flanagan out there kind of making decisions on his own.
Right. So passed in the House by a very small margin. Now it moves to the Senate, possibly even as early as this week. What are we looking to happen in that chamber?
You know what? I don't think that the House would have brought this up unless they had mm-hmm. some assurances that it was going to be taken up and passed in the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
The Senate has got a much larger Republican majority. It's 26-12 with 26 Republicans, 12 Democrats. And the Democrats are going to be united in their opposition to this. But they only need to have 21 votes, 20 votes to get this passed through. And it's something that Governor Snyder wants very badly. And if it gets even closer, they can have Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly come in and cast a tie-breaking vote. So I don't think that it's going to be much of a problem in the Senate.
Are we likely to see some of the same sort of political wheeling and dealing in the Senate that we did in the House? Sort of a, you know, you can have this and this for this kind of vote kind of thing that we possibly might have seen in the other chamber?
You know, this thing has been floating around for a long time. And I think that there is a desire to dispatch with this pretty quickly. So, you know, I'm sure that the Democrats will try to get lots of amendments put through on this. None of them will pass. And I think that it will go through pretty unscathed just so they can get this off their plate before the spring break, which begins at the end of this week.
Right. And that's sort of, so that's why there's this deadline to get it done this week, send it to Governor Snyder, who, as we mentioned, is behind this, has been pushing for the EAA. So lawmakers want it out of the way, but it's likely to affect at least somehow the election when the governor is up for re-election, most likely running against Mark Schauer. How do you see this playing into the gubernatorial campaign?
Well, it's going to be an issue that Democrats are pushing hard. They're going to be saying that Governor Snyder is pushing a failed experiment because the numbers just haven't supported the issue as it is right now. And it's certainly going to be an issue that continues to come up again and again and again in the gubernatorial campaign. The way it won't come up is there won't be additional schools put into it before the election.
Mm-hmm.
So there won't be, you know, a district in Saginaw,
right,
or a district in Flint or something that all of a sudden, who wasn't really going to be voting for Governor Snyder anyway, saying, oh, my gosh, my school is going into, the state is taking over my school. And that's not going to happen before 2015.
So, Kathy, what are you watching for then in the next couple days? When will we know that a vote is coming?
I think that we'll know something tomorrow.
Okay.
When agendas start to come out and on whether the Senate is actually going to take it up this week. I think that they probably will, but the Senate and the House don't always play well together. So there's, you know, things are constantly changing up here in Lansing. So.
Yeah, we will wait and see. We will be in touch with you once a vote is scheduled. And, of course, updates with when it passes, if it passes, and if and when Governor Snyder signs it.
Right.
Kathy Gray, Lansing reporter for the Detroit Free Press, has been covering the Education Achievement Authority. Kathy, thank you so much.
Sure. Thanks, Zoe.